Hi, it's Paul Slatkis, Good News Planet. Welcome. And we're here today in my home here in the Upper West Side of New York. We welcome you to our Good News broadcast. And it's all about heart and love. And we have a great show today to share with you. First, I want to turn this around. Oh, that didn't work out the way I wanted. But now maybe it will. Here we go. Here's our opening. Tune in with your mind. Tune into Good News when you get online. Run, get online. Listen to Good News all the time. Run, get online. GoodNewsBroadcast.com. All the time. I'm going to show one more. Now, this is a music one. I happen to like this arts and entertainment and leisure, but these have been little animated concepts that we have adapted over the years and used on our show. So let's talk about our show. So Good News Broadcast, we've been around a long time, 21 years, sharing the good in the world, sharing heroes, because everybody on our site is a hero because they're doing good for the world. So what I'd like to do is start, as we have every day, with our due respect to those that are suffering right now. And we say that in a worldly way, just like this globe. Everybody who's suffering is, as the little guy says here, it's sad. So what I usually do every day is read St. Francis of Assisi's poem. Let's take a moment here to gather ourselves, because this is a hard time for so many. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, it is dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen, amen, as we say here. And I do offer whatever I can do as an interfaith, all-faith minister, conduct some ceremony for you at this time in your life, renew your vows in your own house. Just give me a call, 212-647-1212, and I would be honored to do that. I'd like to give a blessing for Adele Friedman Demand's dad in a hospital, and we all pray that that he gets better quickly. And as we pray for all the many people that are in a not a good position right now. Okay, our heroes. So let's first go. This has been a board member of Good News for many years, Yusai Khan. Actually, I know her for 20 plus maybe years. And what Yusai always talked about is One World. She had a show called One World on WNYC many, many years ago. And she's been a real mentor in many ways. And here she is out in Honolulu at the Strobe Hospital, donating some supplies and working with the hospital staff there.
I will tell you a story in a minute. say something.
Oh, okay. Well, my name's Travis. I'm the Chief Operating Officer of Straub, and we just want to thank you so much for the donation of these critical supplies. Thank you. This will go a long ways for our front line. We appreciate it so much.
And this is the head of emergency.
Hi, my name's Carla, and I just want to say thank you from all of us at the front lines. Thank you so much for helping us out.
Okay, let's go to thank you, Yusai, for what you've done and your giving to that hospital, because we are all in this together. And Yusai is renowned, extremely well known in China, and a leader here in the world. So let's, you know, I was out, I guess, 2 days ago, maybe it was yesterday. It's all, it's like a semi, a little bit of a blur, right? And I was walking around in our Museum of Natural History Park, right on the corner, which I like to go to. It's close by. And I run across, I'm ready to do a story, or play back some Billy Joel music, New York State of Mind, with the planetarium in front of me. And the next thing I know, you'll see what happens. Disappears.
I was ready to do a story live here, and all of a sudden, this Adopt, Volunteer, Donate, Animal Care and Control of New York. I was going to play some Billy Joel music. And I guess they're dealing with some animal who's ill. A dead something, maybe. Wow.
Not many people out at the park, as you can see. Look at these guys working together. Public service heroes.
Holy shit.
Excuse my language.
What is that? A
raccoon.
Hey, boy. Right here in front of the Museum of Natural History, and there's a raccoon. Not doing too well or something. Oh. Why is the raccoon dying?
So this, on top of other hardships and sadnesses, is an animal sadness.
Wow, you guys are something.
And heroes.
You're part of the city in New York, or you're a volunteer organization?
Part of
the city. Thank you for doing this.
Okay. Clapping for the few people that are there. Just like at 7 p.m. tonight.
Oh, boy. Thank you for doing this.
Neighborhoods all around clap and thank our public service workers.
That was unexpected. That was a raccoon that... They'll study that raccoon. Well, let's hope they can get him to live, right?
That's all.
We got to put him on a ventilator or something. Get him some air, right? Animals are people, too, right? We're all one. By far. Here's another example of it. Well, they had that lion up in the Bronx Zoo, right? He got the virus. Oh, well, thank you so much for doing this. All right. That's another wonderful thing about New York and about everywhere. Animal Care, nycacc.org, and great workers, I guess, employees and volunteers. Thank you again.
Okay, so I'm going to show a coronavirus kind of a video that somebody sent me. Actually, Lorraine Cancro sent me this one. I don't know if you guys have seen this, but I think it's pretty a way to educate ourselves.
Let's start at the very beginning. A sore throat, a cough in Wuhan. And in no time at all, there were
1, 2, 3.
And one went on a plane to get overseas.
Overseas.
Overseas. And that's how pandemics get started, you see. Woe is me.
Woe is me.
Now we've got COVID-19.
Oh, let's see if I can make it easier.
Do not fear, but please stay here. Stay at home now, everyone. We must wash and clean things well. Cars, no long trips, just for fun. Don't let COVID virus spread. Isolate yourself at home. See your friends online instead. That's a healthy way to go. Oh, oh, oh.
Do not fear, but please stay here. Stay at home now, everyone. We must wash and clean things well. Cause no long trips are just fun. Don't let COVID virus spread. Isolate yourself at home.
Wash your hands, use lots of soap. Don't go further than your gate. Social life must stay online. Keep 2 meters clear of me. Watch TV, drink lots of wine. That will kill COVID-19. Cough in your elbow, wash your hands with soap.
Now, children, stay at home and so on are things we do to stop the spread of COVID-19. Once you have this in your head, you can do a million different things at home to stay sane. Like this.
Sleep, eat, whinge, tweet, snooze, blob, think.
Sleep, eat, whinge, tweet, snooze, blob, think.
Love, mooch, dose, smooch, binge, watch, drink.
Love, mooch, dose, smooch, binge, wash, drink.
Now put it all together.
Sleep, eat, whinge, tweet, snooze, blob, think.
Love, mooch, dose, smooch, binge, watch, drink.
Good. And staying inside is so boring.
So we think about why. Remember why we're doing it. Like this.
Stay away from you. get out. It's a nasty world out there. Keep the social distance rules. Everything you touch me with, you can spread more germs to
Okay, well, that's a lot of video there and a lot of commentary there, and thank you for those that put that together, and it's good news about bad news. So pay attention, and that's hopefully will get you through this difficult time that we're all trying to negotiate.
Hi guys, ciao a tutti e benvenuti ad Eleonora Pieroni live.
This is our good friend Eleonora.
Innanzitutto grazie
Pieroni
per le tantissime visualizzazioni che mi permettono di crescere il mio canale YouTube. E poi
so
sono felice di essere qui con voi e tenervi compagnia dall'America in Italia in questo momento un po' difficile per tutti quanti noi. Come vedete sono da casa e oggi
see,
vi voglio raccontare
home,
un episodio
tell
particolare.
Vi
racconterò che cosa
in
succede
in altre città
cities.
In America,
come Miami e Los Angeles.
Such as Miami and Los Angeles.
Che continuo a frequentare per lavoro. Quattro italiani che vivono in America da tanti anni, ma che provengono da città diverse dell'Italia, come Milano, Napoli, Foligno, la mia città, e la Sicilia, ci raccontano
so some of the things happening
Miami
in other parts of the world, especially Italy, your home. So this is a video, interesting. Not many people on the streets. Video from Miami. Now I'm speaking to answer phone. Like every falling on the breeze. I know that spot. We like Florida, don't we? Yes, New Yorkers and people around the world. Boy, the ships took a pain. Heartbreaking.
Buongiorno Eleonora. Come va? Qui siamo a Miami.
Good morning, how you doing? Miami, Coconut Grove. I'm gonna go to
from today.
Los Angeles.
Ciao Eleonora, qui Nicola Raggi, Manhattan Beach, Los Angeles, California.
Manhattan Beach.
Ti volevo fare vedere la situazione in particolare delle spiagge che sono totalmente deserte perché ovviamente il governatore della California ha totalmente chiuso le spiagge
empty beach,
e gli
strand. California has shut down the beaches in public places.
Dove tutti, soprattutto fine settimana come questo, vengono a correre e hanno chiuso anche tutti i pier. La situazione qui è tosta, come vedi la mia mascherina non è solo una mascherina ma è un simbolo contro quello che sta succedendo, spero che sia abbastanza chiaro. Los Angeles, purtroppo non posso farti vedere Los Angeles perché è tutta bloccata.
Sorry, I can't show you LA.
A Manhattan Beach abbiamo 44 casi.
Because I can't go down there. Manhattan Beach has 44 cases. Okay, so I just wanted to share, Eleonora is sharing her her show that she's doing every day. And it's on our website too, Eleonora Peroni. Hey, Austin. So I'm going to show a little bit of from our movie Woodstock. Hopefully, yes, I think it might work. Okay, here we go. We're into the peace movement, and health is peace. Unhealth is not peace. So this is like a name the tune in our Woodstock Forever Peace, Love, and Hope movie. We need to be peaceful at a moment like this.
More than 100 billion words are translated every day.
Thank you very much for your help.
Words about food. Words about friendship. About sport. About belief. About fear.
Oh my God.
Words that can hurt and sometimes divide. But every day, the most translated words in the world are, how are you? Thank you. And I love you.
All right, that also is from our movie. That's a great reality of life, that the word I love you is the most translated word on Google. Let's take a moment and think about that one. All right, let's calm down now a little bit with Claire. I'm so sorry. So what I did was I pushed the X instead of opening up the video for Claire. And if it works okay here, it won't work okay here because I spelled Claire's name wrong. If you bear with me, this is live television that has its ups and downs. Claire, C-L-A-I-R-E, Claire. Claire Diab, Deepak Chopra's yogi, who helps us learn more about breathing. And let's hope it comes in. We also have been having a little problems with our website. Actually, I'm going to try one more time for you because it's very important, because what Claire gives us is thinking about breathing. And the more you practice your breathing, the healthier your body is. In fact, anybody who's ever probably left a hospital room is given a device to do breathing. And here is a gift from Claire. But for some reason, it's not coming up so quickly. But in the meantime, let's see, if I go outside and we see the condition of nature, how it changes. Got this at a school over here, Calhoun School, and they raising money a long time ago, like 20 some odd years. You can see that the magnolias are taking a new form, will regenerate themselves, just like I guess I feel we all will as well, human beings, nature, animals, shad trees. These come out, the flowers, when the shad spawned up the Hudson River, There's a Shad Festival. Bobby Kennedy does that. There's the Atlantis Tree, which is some people call a weed. All right, let's see if Claire has come in on the computer. Nope. Boy, that's a drag. So, I will take a moment here myself. Wow, let's do this. This will be interesting. Okay. I am a certified yoga instructor myself. Claire is much better than I, but I will give you a breathing technique here right now for your self to take a moment with. And it's going to be very simple. First is to just relax and clear your mind. Breathe in, breathe out. Claire likes to talk about the tongue at the fire point, which is right behind your teeth. Actually, in the health clubs, people say as you lift up weights, you should do a similar. In for two. Actually, in for four. Out for two. In for four, slowly. Hold it. Out of two. 1001, 1002, 1003, 1004. That's a long amount of time when you start to realize it. So be calm. Let's try this one more time. In and out, breathing. Pranayama, the heart of yoga. Also, one of the keys of yoga is to do only what you can do. It doesn't matter if you can bend your knees, if you can downward dog, you can do anything. Just do what you can do. Do the best you can do. If you're in a class, don't worry about what anybody else is doing, standing on their head. Whatever they can do, God bless them, right? That's the name of life. And in general, that's the name of life. Whatever anybody else does, we only wish them the best. Let's take one more breath. And we'll go from there. All right, thank you for that part. So what we're going to do now is go into the other room. I'm going to play one song. Remember, we're all together now. Remember, if you have a mask, to clean it. There's some new invention that the hospitals are going to use where peroxide can be used for cleansing, as it always could be. Also, if you don't have any bleach or cleaning material, you can just use the bleach that you use in your house and use a third of a cup and a gallon of water, and you're okay to utilize that because you should be cleaning your house in general, they say. Remember, this is the most important thing. You are loved. Love yourself. You know, I was watching Oprah Winfrey, and she had the Reverend Joel Ornstein on. He said one of his things he likes to say is, I am. So, I am good. I am kind. I am loving. Say good things. I am a schnook. Whatever it is. you know, we're all having do the best that we can. And sometimes we meet our expectations and sometimes we don't. But let's not be so difficult. Let's have obedience to ourselves. Let's be confident. It's good to be confident. There's nothing wrong with it. And we have to have courage to have confidence. I'm not always so confident, but I am trying to become more so. Because I'm doing nice things. And most people are. So why not be confident and say, I'm good too. Here, Bob Newhart in the back. I've read something from Louise Hay each day. And, oh, I, see, I'm so confident I'm going to show my high school picture today. Kaboom. All right, but it was on page 349. My home fulfills all my needs and desires. I fill my home with love. All right, and hopefully you do the same. Hi, Queens. It's Jan. Okay, it's all good. I'm going to play one song on the piano. I'm going to put this over here. I play some musical instruments. And we'll see what happens. Because this one is dedicated to all the public service workers that are out there. And we thank them all. We thank everybody. All over the world that are doing good. They're not bothering anybody.
Thank you.
everybody. Thank you very much for tuning in. I pray and hope that everybody and your family, friends are okay and doing well, and everybody around us worldwide. So stay strong and share your good news, and we're honored to have the chance to spend these moments with you, and please send us your good news, and our door is always open. Thank you. Bye-bye.